Fox News Radio, John Decker. He's been with us before. He's live from the White House and all about Donald Trump's reaction to the big Mueller hearings, which I just thought went right down the drain. I mean, it was just terrible.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. Hope you're doing well this Thursday. Just one more day in the week. So, yeah, it was quite remarkable yesterday after all of those hours of testimony by Robert Mueller before two congressional committees. I think the Democrats largely are disappointed with the way how yesterday worked for them. Yesterday was a day in which the House Judiciary Committee in particular had an audience of one they were trying to convince, and that was House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
And based upon her remarks later in the day after the hearings were completed, she wasn't convinced. She wasn't convinced that now is the time to launch an impeachment inquiry against President Trump.
Yeah, you say that, but yet they spun it where they were very satisfied, and they spun it where the Democrats, came out victorious.
Well, that's what spin is all about. After a debate, you're not going to say our side lost, right? You spin things in the best possible light. Robert Mueller's performance, I'm a lawyer, but, you know, even if you're not a lawyer, I think you would acknowledge that his performance was not the best,
no.
Right? He wasn't on his A game, to say the least,
that's
yesterday.
For sure.
He actually looked a little nervous.
Said as much yesterday prior to leaving the White House on his way to West Virginia. And look, this is obviously not what Democrats were counting on yesterday. They were counting on the Robert Mueller from a decade ago when he was FBI director and he was really sharp and he appeared before congressional committees literally dozens upon dozens of times. The same Robert Mueller did not show up yesterday.
Why do you think he looked a little more nervous yesterday?
I was just going to mention, honest. I was taken by his face.
In the sense that he was a reluctant witness to begin with, number one.
Mm-hmm.
He was reluctant. He told us as much during that press conference that he had at the Justice Department when he left his position as the special counsel, that his report speaks for itself. So it's not something that he wanted. He was subpoenaed to go before those two committees yesterday. He didn't volunteer. I think that accounted for a little bit of what you saw yesterday in terms of his performance.
And would that also be the reason why he elected to have his attorney with him yesterday, where in previous times he hasn't?
Well, I believe that the person that you're referring to is the former deputy special counsel, his number two, during the 22 months that he conducted the investigation. He was there, I think, more than anything to consult on questions regarding the investigation. He did so on a few occasions. And, in fact, before the Senate Intelligence Committee, that individual who served as the number two was sworn in. In case he had something to add, we're talking about Aaron Zebley, who was Mueller's deputy and appeared right next to him throughout both hearings.
There was something about him, as far as when I first saw him, I just said there's something that he's just not himself. And his face, I was amazed.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Did you notice it?
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, he looked like he aged.
There you go. That's the word. It looked like he aged, and it really was right there. It was a home run as far as I was concerned, and I said, hey, this is over. Yep.
Well, it's getting more and more difficult just because of the timeline to pursue an impeachment inquiry against the president. You know, here we are. We're approaching August of 2019, the presidential election year 2020, just right around the corner. You know, you get to Robert Mueller and the appearance that he had yesterday. Keep in mind, he's 74 years old. He's going to be 75 in August. So he's not a spring chicken. He's an exceptionally bright person, incredible public servant. But, you know, once again, he wasn't on his A game yesterday. And Democrats who were expecting Mr. Mueller to be on his A game yesterday. Privately, tell me they're very disappointed.
No, and I understand his age, but I'm saying it wasn't that long ago that he was last on the stand. He wasn't that much younger then. I'm just saying there's a noticeable difference in his physical appearance just between the last time that he was on the stand and yesterday. But listen, I've got to ask you this question. I don't expect you to know the absolute answer, but I've got to ask it anyways. And that is, in your opinion, is this over? Do you think, or is he going to be called yet a fourth time back up to the stand?
Well, will he be called before congressional committees again?
Yes.
Unlikely. I think that we have seen the last of Mr. Mueller giving sworn testimony before any committee in Congress, either on the House or the Senate side. He's not going to appear on the Senate side because Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham of South Carolina has already said he's not calling Mr. Mueller to his committee. So, we're not going to see Mr. Mueller in terms of testimony anymore. Unlikely to see Mr. Mueller give television interviews, given the fact that he is sort of a reluctant witness or a reluctant interviewee. And so where do we move from here? That's up to, large part, Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi holds all the cards. If she gives the green light, then you're going to see Jerry Nadler, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, launch an impeachment inquiry against the president. But so far, you know, here we are on July the 25th of 2019, she has not given Mr. Nadler the green light, and we are where we are.
Say, John, I just want to ask you something. It seems to me, and it's just a gut feeling that I've had for some time, it seems to me the more now that they go after Trump, and I'm talking about the Democrats that are going after him, and they really are, and they have been. It just seems that they are not getting what they're looking for, that he has gained much in the way of being a leader, and I think it's starting to really show to the people of the United States.
Well, really quickly, I have to go to an affiliate. To your point, Fox News poll shows his approval rating has ticked up by a point since the last time that we did this particular survey. So you might be right about that.